Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Venus Pipes Q1 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallab Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle, and good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the 1Q FY 2023 Venus Pipes results conference call. We have the senior management represented by Mr. Arun Kothari, the MD and CFO, Mr. Dhruv Patel, the Whole-time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, President, Finance and Accounts, on the call with us today. I would like to now hand over the call to Mr. Kothari for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good morning. Welcome to everyone on the first earnings call for Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited. First and foremost, I hope that you and your family members are safe during these difficult times of COVID. Along with me, I have Mr. Dhruv Patel, our Whole-time Director, and Mr. Kunal Bubna, President, Finance and Accounts, and SGA, our investor relations advisor. To begin with, I would like to thank and congratulate all the stakeholders, investor, bankers, and business partners for helping us achieve a milestone of getting listed on the Indian Stock Exchange. We were delighted to see such a strong response for our IPO. Since this is our first earnings call, allow me some time to take you through Venus Pipes and Tubes Limited, its journey so far, broad industry updates, and strategy going forward. Followed by this will be operational financial highlights for the quarter, and then we can open the floor for question and answer. We have also uploaded our latest investor presentation on the stock exchange, and I hope everybody had a chance to go through the same. We are the manufacturer and exporter of stainless steel pipes and tubes in India, based out of Kutch, Gujarat. We make versatile products, while have usage in several industries like power, food processing, aerospace, fertilizer, paper, pharmaceutical, and chemical. At our facility located at Dhanuka, near to Kandla and Mundra Port, which is one of the major ports of North India, it gives us a logical advantage. Today, we export to 20+ countries, and out of total clients we serve, 58 are Fortune 500 companies. Our products contain seamless, welded, and heat exchanger and hydraulic tubes and pipes. I am proud to tell you that we are compliant with the international standards and have been certified by ISO, IBR, and TÜV-A200. Our quality check is extremely stringent, which is the reason why we could bag prestigious clients such as Adani, Asian Paints, Amul, BHEL, Cipla, Godrej, HP, ISRO, L&T, Tata, Voltas, and many more. Going forward, there is a much more growth to look at, as India is the second-largest steel producer in the world. Not only demand comes from a diversified set of sectors, but also from primary users like chemical, oil and gas, and pharmaceutical, all three which have a huge potential due to government initiative and scheme announced. In such a scenario, our growth strategy to occupy more market share by expanding our capacity from a total of 12,000 MTA to 25,600 MTA. Especially, we would like to mention that our increased capacity will increase our product basket in welded pipe segment up to 48-inch dia pipe and in seamless segment up to 8-inch dia pipe. Since at present we are manufacturing in welded pipe segment up to 8 in dia pipe and in seamless segment up to 4-inch dia pipe. In addition to this, we also make 9,600 MTA of seamless hollow pipe by setting up a piercing line. This backward integration will benefit not only the cost structure, but will eliminate the risk associated with raw material imports. As this CapEx will build on the 45,690 square meters of surplus land on our existing facility. Our other plans are to increase our geographical presence by leveraging our existing relationship with traders, distributors, and market representatives globally. Not only this, we are also planning to install an acid regeneration plant for lower consumption of acid in the manufacturing process. This has both ecological and economical advantage for us. To set up Venus as a stronger brand both domestically and globally, we have planned various brand building activities. Now I am handing over call to Mr. Dhruv Patel, our technical director, who will brief about the technical details and for the existing and expansion project of the company.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'll be briefing about the capacities and the present project status of Venus. So Venus started in December 2015 with the initial capacity of 200 metric tons per month for the welded pipes. And over a period of time, the capacity had been increasing each year. At present, our total capacity is around 1,000 metric tons per month, where welded pipes contribute to 700 metric tons and seamless pipe contribute around 300 metric tons per month. I'd like to brief you all about the present project status. So the orders have already been placed for major machineries like slitting line, piercing mill, JCO press for 358 plant, the pilger mills, and further we propose to start a new seamless division and the slitting line by the fourth quarter of financial year 23, and the balance plant will be commissioned in the first quarter of financial 24. I'd also like to brief you about the expanded capacities. Currently, as I told you, that we have 700 metric ton capacity for welded per month, and for seamless we have 300 metric ton per month, so it is totaling around 1000 metric ton per month. Post expansion we'll be having the seamless capacity of around 800 metric ton per month, and 1300 metric ton per month will be for welded, the further 900 metric ton per month for seamless with the backward integration, which will be self-consumed. In this year, we participated in many exhibitions like Global Stainless Steel Expo and Chemtech World in Mumbai. And we also participated in an international fair in Germany, which was in Dusseldorf, the Wire and Tube Expo. And further, we'll be participating in Stainless Steel World in Maastricht, Netherlands in September. And now I am handing over the call to Mr. Kunal Bubna, who is our President, Finance and Accounts, for operational and financial highlights for the quarter.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our earnings conference call. We have uploaded our latest investor presentation on stock exchange for Q1 FY23 results. I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through the same. On the revenue front, the revenue from operation for the Q1 FY23 stood at 103.6 crore as compared to 81.1 crore in Q1 FY22, a growth of 40% on year-on-year basis. Revenue bifurcation for the quarter was 60.3 crore for welded, 44.8 crore for seamless, and rupees 8.5 crore from others. Our export sale too was at 12.4% for this quarter versus 5.9% in Q1 FY22. The dependency on stock exchange trader has gone down from 43.77% to 32.2%, that is from as we compared with FY22 with Q1 FY23. Domestically, Gujarat has been our top contributor, but revenue from other states has also gone up, giving us better access across regions. EBITDA stood at rupees 14.5 crore as against 9.3 crore in Q1 FY22, a year-on-year growth of 55%. EBITDA margin is up by 120 basis points. PAT for the quarter is rupees 9.1 crore as compared to 6.8 crore in Q1 FY22, a growth of 34%. Just to give you on the banking side, in the FY21 end, we have changed our banker and we introduced SBI as a banker. And wherein the working capital with earlier banks was 30 crore fund based and 22 crore non-fund based apart from the term loan. So this 52 crore was interest change with the SBI. The limit with SBI was fund-based 45 and non-fund-based 52 crore. So basically, the 52 crore earlier was 32 crore in the form of working capital and 22 crore in the form of non-fund-based, which was changed to 45 crore with fund-based and non-fund-based by 7 crore with SBI. So our debt on the balance sheet as on March 22 will be increased because of conversion of non-fund to fund-based facility. Apart from that, just to brief you on the working capital cycle, is basically it's around 90 days for stock, both raw material and MG taken together, 60 days, around 60 to 65 days for debtors, and near to 30 days for creditors. So it's a net working capital cycle of around 120 days, which is again lower than our PRs. Just to update, we have further added two mills in this quarter, basically in July 22, which will result in increased capacity for welded pipe 100 MT per month starting July 22 onwards. Just to brief you on the utilization proceed from IPO, we have utilized 57.79 crore so far till 30th June 2022, and the major part of the money has been spent on financing the said capex, meeting the working capital requirement, and also IPO expenses. Our capex plans are on track, and the same base and some facility would be operation by Jan 23, basically Pilgar and piercing them, and some part by first quarter of FY24. The demand scenario going forward look robust, and we are optimistic for the growth trajectory with higher profitability in the wake of synergy played out by our capacity expansion plan. With this, I would like to open the floor for Q&A round.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Prithvi Finmart. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, my question is related to our CAPEX plan. So can you reiterate our CAPEX plan, what is the total CAPEX and breakup on the welded pipes and seamless pipe and backward integration? And what is it a phase manner, and what is the time of completion of this project, when the project will start? So this is my first question.
Yeah, sir. For welded pipe, the current capacity is 700 ton a month, and we are expanding it by another 600 ton for a month. So the total capacity post expansion will be 1300 ton a month. Just to mention here, currently we are manufacturing 8 inch dia welded pipe. With expansion, we would be manufacturing up to 48 inch dia pipe. So it would be increase of 600 ton a month for welded pipe per month capacity, and it will also increase the product basket for the company going ahead. For seamless, we currently manufacture 300 metric ton a month, and in the expansion, we would be increasing by 500 ton a month. So the total capacity post expansion would be 800 ton a month. Just to brief you on the dia, what we manufactured for seamless is currently 4 inch dia. Post expansion, we would be manufacturing up to 6 inch dia pipe. So if you look, the total capacity currently is 1000 ton a month, taking both welded and seamless and blended basis, which will increase to 2100 per month with the expansion capacity increased. And it's also worth to mention here, we are also putting a backward integration plant for manufacture of hollow pipe, wherein through piercing plant, we will be manufacturing hollow pipe, and that capacity would be 900 ton a month, which would add value additions and margins to the bottom line. And in regard to the starting of this project, for piercing and Pilgar mill, we target the fourth quarter of FY23, and for that welded A358 welded line project, we are targeting first quarter of FY24.
First quarter FY
24.
Okay.
Yeah.
So seamless will come in 23 and this is 24, correct? Welded.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And backward integration will come
in the fourth quarter of FY23 only.
Okay. Sir.
Along and with PRC.
So, can you give the breakup of this capacity? Means the cost, how much it will cost?
Sati, it's basically 108 crores we have targeted for this expansion. So, basically welded, seamless, and piercing are the major component for it. So, and apart from that, there are some quality and machine wherein we are high quality and machine. Apart from that, there are some asset regeneration plant, wherein in our current facility, we use in the pickling process, we use some acid that would be regenerated and used, so it will be more economic friendly, and the saving on account of chemical would be there. And apart from that, there will be few ancillary machinery to support this entire expansion.
Okay, and sir, how confident we are that whatever capacity expansion we are doing, that will be get absorbed quickly and we can have the full utilization by FY 2025?
See, we cater to varied number of sectors, if you see. So we cater to chemical, we cater to engineering, we cater to fertilizer, we cater to paper, power, food processing, oil and gas. So there are multiple number of sector we cater. And the uses of the pipe are threefold, basically. It's basically one is for the new project, other is for their replacement, and third is for repair and maintenance. So there, it's basically a threefold demand, number of sector, varied number of sector we catered. So it gives us a annuity type of business for the year. And apart from that, we are going on adding sector. As if you can see, paper was very nominal percentage, but in this last April to FY 2023 first quarter, paper sector had increased to 4%. So we are adding sector. Our export sale, which was earlier on a lower side, it was around 12% for the first quarter of FY 2023. So we are also increase on front of export. So keeping varied number of sectors, keeping the export market also, they are very pleased with us. Export has increased from 5.94% from first quarter of FY 2022 to 12.4% for first quarter of FY 2023. So keeping all these things, we very much believe and we are very much hopeful those demands are there. We are qualified for many of the projects we supply to ample industry. So
If I can ask a further question, like, for export market, as we are planning to increase the share of export market.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sir, I would request you to please rejoin the queue. There are many other participants waiting for their turn.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and congrats on steady set of numbers. So a couple of questions. Firstly, sir, are we sharing the total volumes for the quarter and corresponding quarter of previous year?
See, it's basically on the volume front, it was basically flattish for this quarter as compared to the last quarter.
Okay, fair point. And so we are more than doubling our capacity from the current number to 25,000+ tons per annum. So in terms of ramp up, how do you see that capacity utilization going up over the next two or three years? I mean, how quickly are we targeting that? And another question related to this is continuing from the previous participant's question. In terms of exports, how do you see that mix changing when we are using our capacity on an optimal basis? I mean, at those levels, say in FY 2025 or 2026, what can be the share of exports and the stockist traders? I mean, what is the kind of switch that we are seeing over there?
Yes. Yes, sir. See, sir, from the capacity ramp up, as I said to you, we will be coming up with our piercing pilger plant and piercing plant in the first in the January to March 2023. So definitely, though, that usage would be very low on the on as we would be starting in that quarter only. But if you look the FY 2024, we predominantly believe around 40%-50% would be the capacity utilization from the new capacity. And FY 2025 would be the year where this capacity would be utilizing to a maximum extent, which can go up to 70%-75% for FY 2025. And from the perspective of, as you said, key, what would be the contribution going ahead with the from export and others. So I would like to say key, we are seeing a good traction in export. And so we believe it should be going ahead, it should be around 20%-25% for export. Trade and stockist is around 32% in this quarter, but we believe it should be around 20%, and the rest would be balance would be for direct sales.
Okay. So can we say these numbers by FY 2025, the ratio 20-25?
Further, I would like to add something in this. The extent what we are increasing our capacity, we are increasing our product basket, basically. So our number of existing clients requires the bigger size, different type of pipes, which 80% Venus Pipes doesn't manufacture. So once our capacity will increase, we will able to market to our existing client also. So we can go, matlab, for the capacity, new capacity, where we can go on faster basis, since we are already have a existing client in the different sizes.
Absolutely. Got it, sir. And just lastly, I mean, This is a more question related to the industry. I mean, what is the import scenario that we are seeing? Has it reduced materially over the last 2 years, which can aid our faster ramp up?
Yes, it's right that there are good increase in import, and this will definitely help us to cater our increased capacity. And with as we said, for welded we would be adding up to 48 inch dia pipes, wherein in the country it will be very few number of manufacture for this, so those import of higher sizes would be catered by us. So import will definitely help us in increasing our share in the Indian market.
Great, great, sir. Thanks for answering my questions and best wishes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my end, which could be basic. Is there any seasonality in your business that we see generally on a quarter-on-quarter basis? Is there any strong quarters that you generally have with respect to your business?
See, it's a basically no seasonality is there in our business. It's as I said, it's a threefold demand for our product. First is basically for the new project. Second is for the replacement, because in the sector where we cater like sugar, chemical, the nature of industry, the they need to replace their pipe over some period of years. So, and third would be the uses for repair and maintenance. So it's an annuity type of business wherein the order flow throughout the year. So in our product or in our line of business, and as we said, we cater to 10-12 number of sectors like chemical engineering, fertilizer, pharma, power, food processing, paper, oil and gas, aerospace. So as such, there is no seasonality in our business.
Understood, sir. And is there any order book that you maintain, given that you also said that you're coming out with higher diameter pipes, where, you know, there are limited number of players already existing? Is there any order book that is already created, or in general, do you have any order book which is there from time to time, let's say, for repairs and maintenance or replacement parts, which is more of a certain demand?
See, it's very tough to identify those buckets, basically, but it's an internal assessment what we gather from the client's case for replacement. But to be right, repair and maintenance are very, very nominal. It's more of a project and repair and replacement, which form cater to our order book. And see, we try to maintain an order book of around 3 months horizons. And as you said, for the higher size welded pipe, we are currently also getting purchase welded and supplying to our customer. Suppose we get an order up to 18, and we also get an order along with that for some higher sizes of welded pipe. So we currently also supplied because so that we can build up our clientele for those categories, and we are doing this.
Understood, sir. And one last one, if I may just see this, out of, since you're catering to so many, segments, which is the area where you're seeing, very high demand? Is it, example, chemicals, or is it engineering? Where do you see the next 2 to 3 years, which are the segments which are going to be major growth drivers for you?
See, the sector where we see it's chemicals, it's engineering, it's paper industry, it's sugar and ethanol. These are the predominant sector we see, and fertilizer, where there are a good number of demand. And from engineering perspective, just to give you some of the key points, we added Toyo Engineering India. It was one of the leading EPC consultant for oil and gas. And oil and gas would be, again, the sector. Technimon Private Limited, it's one of the leading large-scale EPC contractor. We added Technip India Limited. It is, again, a leading engineering and technology company. We added some off-metal steel solutions to German clients, wherein heat exchanger U-tubes are required. In chemicals, we added Asian Pen, Hitker, Nevin, Foreign Paper. We added Tamil Nadu Paper and JK Paper in the last FY22. For sugar, and we added Rana Group and Dalmia Bharat. Engineering, we added Isaac Heavy and Tata Project. So there are a varied number of sectors, and we believe chemical engineering, oil and gas, and paper should be, and fertilizer should be predominant industry going ahead.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot, and all the very best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I have a few questions. One, what is the current capacity utilization that we are running at? My second question is, how much time will it take for you once the new capacity comes, which you're mentioning as quarter four and quarter one? How much time does it take for you to stabilize and run this capacity?
See, sir, the current capacity utilization is around 90% for both welded and seamless pipe. And in relation to the upcoming capacity, as you said, we are trying to cater to number of sectors, and we are supplying also higher sizes of welded pipe and all. So we are building up the market for that. So as in
that
capacity comes,
but
those capacity will be in the FY coming FY24. Those capacity would be not to be ramped up entirely, but it will be utilized to around 50%. And going ahead with FY25, it will be predominantly used to a good extent.
So the incremental capacity you're saying will be utilized 50% in FY24 and 75% in FY20, right?
Yes, sir.
These capacities are plug and play. Does it take any time to stabilize? Is what I have heard in the stainless side, at least it takes some time to stabilize and all, or it's a plug and play?
See, sir, that's why I said you for stainless, as you said, you're right. We started in January, targeting Jan 23 to March 23. So it will be definitely a slightly a buffering period, but it's not that much as a critical as a capacity installation. It 1 to 2 months is basically a period which need to be at least addressed to the new development. But apart from that, it can easily ramp it up from there.
Okay. My other question is, sir, on the margin side, with the backward integration, which is obviously the piercing line for the hollow pipe, and the acid generation plant, what kind of margin addition is possible from this backward integration?
See, sir, for seamless pipe with, as you said, with backward integration with some higher sizes. So those definitely would be around, going ahead, will be around 400 to 500 basis point.
This is at the company level, right?
Yeah, at the company level.
Or at the seamless level, or is it at the seamless level or company level?
This is basically at the seamless level, and for welded, it would be around 250 to 350 basis point or 400 basis point.
So company level also is 400 basis point?
Yeah.
Okay. The other question is, what will be your peak debt, and with backward integration, with backward integration, can there be any changes in working capital cycle?
See, sir, as I said, we are currently having a net working capital cycle of around 120 days, and the peak debt is around 68 to 70 crore currently. But with this piercing line and with this going ahead project, there would be definitely some requirement of working capital. So it would be not substantially high, but it would be there, which will be. But and the cycle would be basically can increase up to 30 days another. But as you compare to our peers, they are also running in 150 to 170 days. So it would be definitely increased by 20 to 30 days.
Okay, so working capital cycle increases basically.
Slightly it would be increasing.
Okay.
Since previously we are going in the backward integration, so we have to return the increase the inventory level also, which will increase the effect in the EBITDA level. So since overall capacity is also going to increase, na? Present capacity is our is the 12,000 metric ton per annum, which will go up to threefold with the backward integration.
Okay. Now I understood, sir. I just wanted to know with the process change, because you must be using hollow pipe now, you start using billet. So, will there be increase in working capital? So you said it will increase from 120 to 150 days.
Yeah.
And this definitely. 400 bits of margin expansion, do we start seeing at 50% capacity utilization level, or we see it at 75% capacity utilization?
See, it will not be entirely at 50% utilization. It will be entirely at full level of 70 to 75% utilization.
So, initially there will, so FY24 there will not be expansion in margin. It is
it would be there, but it will not be 400 basis points. I need to say that.
Okay. So it's basically 400 basis points split up in 24 and 25.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kamlesh Bagmar from Prabhudas Leeladhar Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So one question on the part of like EBITDA per ton. So like, are we operating at like say around upwards of 53 or 54 thousand rupees EBITDA per ton in this quarter, assuming like say 90% utilization rate?
See, again, basically it's more like EBITDA per ton, right? But because our is to make to order scenario, very difficult to give a standard figure for EBITDA per ton. That is the reason we talk about EBITDA in percentage term only. So theoretically speaking, in case of raw material price come down, EBITDA in percentage term should be going up, but it never happened basically. Prices are low, then demand is low. So somebody need to adjust your margins also. It's continuous in case of higher price scenario. Theoretically speaking, shrinkage should be there. That also never happened because then demand is also good and then your range is also like product may sometimes value-added product percentage contribution top line may be higher. So it's what we see in the EBITDA of around 12.72-12.92 for this quarter basically.
Okay. And so going forward, like as our capacities come up and we have the backward integration in place, so which all new segments or the new industries we are going to cover up or get diversified?
See, sir, we cater to number of industry currently, but oil and gas would be there, paper industry would be added. We started adding those sectors also. And chemical and engineering will be always be a sector where we cater a good quantum as compared to other sector. And so pharma, oil and gas and paper and fertilizers would be another sector which would be.
फर्दर इसमें कमलेश जी कैसा है कि इसमें हेलो
यस सर
फर्दर इसमें अनऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर भी काफी हैं इन द मार्केट तो वी आर कैस्टिंग टू ट्राई द मार्केट ऑफ द अनऑर्गेनाइज प्लेयर ऑल्सो तो देट विल सिंस विनस विल बी इन ऑर्गेनाइज मार्केट और विनस कैन कैटर इन बेटर वे तो वी विल टेक एडवांटेज ऑफ देट ऑल्सो ऑफ द अनऑर्गेनाइज मार्केट ऑफ द स्टेनलेस पाइप एंड ट्यूब
ओके बट सर लॉट ऑफ कैपेसिटीज आर ऑल्सो कमिंग अप इन द अनऑर्गेनाइज एंड ऑर्गेनाइज सेक्टर So, do you see a significant increase in the competition?
Since there is a very good demand, number of industry is improving their standard. Just like pehle India mein jo consumption hota tha SS pipe ka, that was very low. Most of industry use the other pipe category. But slowly there is a improvement ho raha hai in the India ka manufacturing sector. All the quality conscious ho rahe hain all the industry players. So definitely demand is going up. Still there is a very good demand. मतलब इसमें काफी अच्छी demand है और इसमें scale up जो new plants वो भी आएंगे capacity immediately नहीं आ सकते हैं क्योंकि there is a number of lot of entry barriers. ओनली जो एग्जिस्टिंग प्लेयर है दे कैन इंक्रीज द कैपेसिटी क्योंकि देर इज अ लॉट ऑफ मतलब स्टूडेंट टेस्ट सर्टिफिकेशन एवरीथिंग इज रिक्वायर्ड मतलब विदाउट जो नंबर ऑफ जितने भी केमिकल प्लांट्स वगैरह ना दे वेरी फर्स्ट दे इफ यू पुट द कैपेसिटी दे विल नॉट कम फॉर द बाय फॉर द पाइप दे विल डू द सम क्वालिटी चेक टेस्ट सर्टिफिकेट ऑल दिस प्रोसेस टेक एटलीस्ट 4 to 5 years तो देर इज ए एंट्री बैरियर नो बडी कैन कम इन द 1 year टाइम इन द 6 month टाइम इन दिस सेगमेंट This is what there is a typical segment where the number of approvals is required or number of certification. Even a single industry cannot give the order in one instance. They first take the small order, then big order, then test order, then they increase the size of the order. Because pipes, the SS pipe is in a critical operation only. Where is the critical operation? Because there is a lot of cost difference between SS pipe and MS pipe. So it is in a critical operation. So all industry users are very conscious about this quality of the pipes.
Okay. And lastly, sir, who would be your nearest competitor and in the same range, like whom do you follow the most or you see that particular competitor on a close watch?
In India, there is a very limited player in SS pipe market. Ratnamani is the market leader. Then Jindal Saw is also in SS pipe segment. Or some other players also who is in the similar segment. Some are in welded segment. In all the three segments, very limited players in the India, which is one of the Ratnamani. Another is the Jindal Saw. Third is the 2xS. Other players, who are in this market, there are either in the welded segment or similar segment. So we had the competition between 5 to 7 company, just Ratnamani, Jindal Saw, Tuba Express, then Maxim Tubes, then Sun City, Sunlight. These are the top 7-8 players in the market.
Okay. Great, sir. Thanks a lot.
And we would request the persons who are not asking to keep themselves on mute because there is some echo in the voice.
The next question is from the line of Ashay Jain from Jain Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. So I have a couple of questions. Firstly, sir, how are we penetrating into exports market and what are the strategy to expand our export sales? And also, what would be the contribution for export sales in FY 23 and 24?
Sir, so for export market, we are planning, like we have already appointed a representative of Venus, who is a very senior person in stainless steel pipe and in the stainless steel pipe in the Europe market. So Europe market like this, we are planning to go ahead. Time by time, we are also exporting to other countries apart from Europe. In Europe also, we are participating in many exhibitions. This year only, we have already participated in one expo to show our market presence. And in September also, we are going to participate in expo. There are leading publications in Europe where we are, we have started getting some coverage.
Okay, and so what would be the estimated contribution for export sales in this fiscal?
In this fiscal, we believe it should be around 12 to 15%.
Okay. So secondly, so is there any margin differential between domestic and export sales?
The margin is basically the direct supply what we made and the export sale we made. The margin are basically in parallel. Apart from that, for export, definitely we get in 1.4% of drawback. So that is some additional which comes when we do exports.
Okay, understood. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anjana Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. Sir, a couple of questions from my end. First, if you could tell us what is the volume growth and the price growth attributable to our revenue growth for Q1 FY23?
Yeah. See, for the FY23, as compared to the first quarter of FY22, the quantity has been on a flattish. It is basically the more or less same. It was only 1 to 2% growth. And there is the increase is majorly towards increase in rate for the finished goods. But definitely there has been mix change as compared to what welded and seamless we do. Seamless had increased to good percentage by in quantity term it has increased by 68% and welded was slightly down.
We have lost the line of Ms. Shah. We'll move on to the next question, which is from the line of Deval Shah from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what is the reason for the flattish growth in the quarter?
Sir, see, as I said, we currently also had an order book of around 100 crores. So it's not as such sluggish. It was flattish basically. And the capacity was basically fully exhausted. If you see, as I said, UP, it was around 90% utilization. So it's basically exhausted from our side. But going ahead and with an order, it will definitely increase going ahead.
So next two quarters also, sir, we can see a flattish growth as we are running at full capacity?
No, as I said, UP, in July 22, we added a 100 ton capacity for welded pipe. So that could also be there. And as I said, you key for higher sizes of welded pipe, we currently also do purchase and sell it so that our markets are built up. So those things would also be there. So it will not be flattish, it will be slightly on the upper side only.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Prithvi Finmart. Please go ahead.
Thanks for follow-up, sir. Sir, my question is regarding our direct sale. As currently, it's less than 50%, and our more than 50% is coming from channel networks. So, what the mix you are seeing that it will change from now onward, and how you see that will help to increase the margin, and secondly, that will help to reduce the working capital requirement?
See, sir, it's more than 50%. For this quarter, our direct sales was around 55%, and in the last FY22 it was around 46%, and export was 12%. So see, if you see 68% for this quarter was from direct sales and export, and the stockists and trader contribution for this current quarter was around 32%. So it's a fair amount of direct sales of 70%, taking export 68%. And definitely the margins are always on a higher side when you do direct sale and export as compared to trader and stockists. And that's why we, as I said, there would be a margin expansion going ahead, wherein the trader and stockists, we will try to tone it down to 15% to 20% going ahead. So definitely those margins, as I said, for both welded and seamless, with capacity expansion, with higher sizes, with backward integration, with adding of export in our, more export countries in our trajectory, and higher sizes of welded and seamless with backward, will add to our margin going ahead.
Okay. Sir, just can you give a ballpark figure, like how the mix will look like in FI, around FI25?
See, it's 68% for welded and 44% seamless, more or less.
Sir, I'm asking about the sales mix, direct or through channel partner.
So sir, it would be taking export and direct sale, it would be, we target around 75% to 80%. And similarly, the balance would be for stockists and traders.
And sir, that will help to reduce the working capital?
Not as such. It will more, slightly, working capital will always required if you are made to an order. So it's not, it will not reduce the working capital.
Okay, sir. And sir, last thing, that can you give a breakup of EBITDA margin of welded and seamless pipe?
Season for just an fair idea on it, this, the quarter was around 14% to 15% for seamless pipe,
okay,
and it was around 12% to 13% for welded.
Okay, sir. Okay, thanks, sir. Thanks a lot. That's from my end.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I had a couple of questions on, you know, the demand outlook. Now, you know, with this concerns of a recession, you know, in term and leading to some slowdown in demand. So, you know, what is our strategy to counter that? And, you know, are we confident that we will be able to increase our export proportion despite these concerns?
Hello. Palloji, just in the, if you say about the stainless steel piping industry, इंडिया में काफी लंबे समय से देर इज नो कैपेसिटी एक्सपेंशन इन दिस सेगमेंट और लास्ट वन ईयर में क्या हुआ है कि फ्रॉम द चाइना पार्ट चाइना पहले कंपटीटिव मोर कंपटीटिव कि चाइना का जो भी एसएस पैक पर एक्सपोर्ट वगैरह करता था देर वजह से एक्सपोर्ट ड्यूटी बेनिफिट तो सिंस लास्ट ईयर से चाइना ने वो एक्सपोर्ट ड्यूटी का बेनिफिट विड्रॉ कर लिया है तो आज की तारीख में इंडिया प्रोडक्ट एंड चाइनीज प्रोडक्ट एट द सेम लेवल तो आपकी इंडिया की प्रोडक्ट की जो कंपटीटिवनेस है वो पूरी वर्ल्ड मार्केट में हो गई है जो प्रीवियसली नहीं था बिकॉज ड्यू टू चाइनीज एक्सपोर्ट ड्यूटी बेनिफिट वो फर्दर ड्यू टू चाइना प्लस वन पॉलिसी सम ऑफ द कंट्री और नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग द चाइनीज मटेरियल और चाइनीज रॉ मटेरियल तो दे आर एक्सपेक्टिंग की मतलब दे ओरिजिन फ्रॉम द अदर प्लेसेस तो आफ्टर चाइना इंडिया में जैसे सीमलेस पाइप का आप देखेंगे तो सीमलेस पाइप में जैसे विनस पाइप भी पीएससी लाइन लेके आ रही है सेम इसी तरह के रत्नमणि भी पीएससी लाइन लेके आई है तो इंडिया में पीएससी मतलब सीमलेस पाइप मैन्युफैक्चरिंग जो कैपेसिटी है इज वेरी लिमिटेड इन द वेरी लिमिटेड हैंड तो चाइना से एक्सपोर्ट है जो अपना सीमलेस पाइप का इम्पोर्ट होता था देट वॉज ऑल्सो ड्रास्टिकली रिड्यूस So at the demand pattern, matlab, still you can see from the result also, ki it's growing from quarter to quarter also, year to year also. Or at present also, we had the order book of the 3 months, or almost other industry also, other peer also have the good order book in this segment. There is a some, matlab, due to recession, matlab, there is a volatility in the market, slightly volatility in the market, the demand is going slightly slow down, otherwise we don't foresee much in this segment.
Sure. Also, just you know, given the concerns about higher energy and gas costs in Europe, so have you seen any, you know, pipe manufacturers over there, you know, some of the competitors shutting down, which can actually, you know, give us an advantage in terms of volumes, etc.?
Sorry, will you repeat the question?
Arunji, what I'm saying is, you know, given that energy costs are very high due to the Russia-Ukraine conflict,
okay,
so we have seen a lot of shutdowns happening in, let's say, zinc smelter or aluminium smelting capacity. So do we have any competitors of ours who are manufacturing stainless steel pipes in Europe? You know, have you seen any of them, say, you know, going out of business or any shutdowns happening in this segment?
Palloji, there is not much energy cost involved in the manufacturing of pipe. So due to this energy cost, there is a no shutdown in the SS pipe industry or even our raw material supplier also. Everybody is working with the good capacity.
Okay, sir. So, are there any more questions in the queue, Michelle, or I can hand over to the management?
No, Mr. Agarwal, we do not have any questions in the queue.
Okay. So, sir, Arunji, I'd like to hand over to you for any closing comments from your end.
Just one. Okay. Thanks to everyone for joining the call. We'll keep updating the investor on regular basis for incremental update on our company. I hope we have been able to address all our queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with me or our investor relationship, Mr. SGA. Thanks to all.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.